Krishna, everyone. May I first ask, before I start, a few, just two questions. First of all, can you all hear me? Please show with your thumbs that you can hear. Okay, so good. That is the first thing. And from seeing the devotees in the gallery, Rajabandhu, Marayanti, Ananda, Vrindavan, Nityananda, Kari, Syamayi, I can see you all speak English. So, Marayanti, can I go on in English language? Oh, yes, now I can see also more devotees, Daksha, Dionysus, Indira, yes, and oh, the whole family around Amarananda. Very good. Hemangi, Zelma, Marvamuni, Hare Krishna, Elvidira, there's Banu Nandini, Gocha, Anna, Daksha, Dina Dayal, Satya Govinda, yes.
We have Guru Maharaj also, Bhakta's Laya's sister and mother here with us.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, yes. Wonderful. Yes.
And also some of his friends.
Good. Welcome everyone. Welcome everyone. Very welcome. What we are going to do now in this ceremony is called a memorial or an obituary, where we talk about the person who has departed. This has two effects. One is we are becoming mindful of the person. We remember him. He's not just gone and no longer there, but by remembering him, we are establishing our connection, our deep connection with the person who has departed. The second benefit or second reason why we do this is that talking about such a person and wishing a person well who has departed is very helpful for the person in his journey, his continued journey. So by you all coming together who were knowing Slaya, including the mother and the sister, and building such a community, you know, online community in this case, of remembering Bhakta Slaya, we are sending very good wishes to him that will assist him to move on. So this has two purposes, really. We become mindful of Bhakta Slaya and we wish him very well, so that wherever he is now, he will have the support, the last support which we friends can give him on his onwards journey. I will now start my little speech. I will talk for about 15 minutes or so, and then I will give the program again back to Marayanti, who will lead us through all the remaining parts of the program. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Paskatya Deshatarine, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I think all of those who knew Bhaktaslaya and some of his journeys have at least three kinds of memories. And I will address my own memories of him, which are also in three categories. I knew what Bhaktaslaya did in his life. I know my personal relationship and the exchanges, and I know also some of his journey. Because maybe half a year ago I had a telephone conversation with Bhaktaslaya, which I believe Mother Yanti arranged, or maybe I phoned him when he was in the hospital. So I know also of Bhaktaslaya during the last part, so to say, of his journey. When I first got in contact with Bhaktaslaya, I had often come to the areas in the Balkan, and I had also come often to Bosnia. I had heard that if you look for a friend, go to Bosnia, because the people are more connected with their feelings, with their hearts, than anywhere else. So I developed a liking to go to Sarajevo and see all the devotees there. And most of you know me from that time. The many programs we had, the many lectures. We had even one excursion by bus. I remember Chapko was there, and I still remember how the bus stopped and then how all the devotees went and plundered the kiosk, and I was surprised to see the Bosnian devotees. It is something which we don't do in other parts of the world. But I liked the Bosnian devotees for the natural connection. So, yes, I had visited many times, and I began to see Bhaktaslaya again and again. I saw him doing programs, playing all kinds of instruments. I think there is not one instrument in the world which Bhaktaslaya could not play. I mean, every instrument you can imagine he played during the programs. As Bhaktaslaya was a little reserved, maybe, or shy, I did not talk to him very much at the beginning. But then this changed. He began to talk with me and asked spiritual questions. And from his questions, I could see that he was really deeply thinking about Krishna consciousness. He was deeply thinking about what he had read in Srila Prabhupada's books. He was deeply thinking about what this had to do with himself, his relationship to Krishna consciousness. And like all of us who came to Krishna consciousness, he was asking questions, and he was already playing the instruments during the program, but he needed a little bit more information in order to decide if this would be his path, his way to make a relationship with God. And I used to speak to him and sit with him, and I really remember it was always very pleasant, because he was intelligent, he had the mind of an artist, that is, he was able to think also out of the box, and it was a pleasure. I also noted, as I came again and again back to Sarajevo and met again and again Bhaktaslaya, that he was very humble. You would never see him or hear him talking about others. Maybe this is one of the, as I began to understand, one of the favorite sports of the Balkan people. They like to talk about each other very, very much. Mostly it is friendly talk, as I found out, but sometimes it is also other talk. I did never see that in Bhaktaslaya. And it was unimaginable that ever a bad thought crossed through Bhaktaslaya's mind. He was not such a person who would criticize others, who would be joking about others behind their back. He was very, he was a very good, a good man, as we say, a good person. Then Bhaktaslaya became ill. And I remember I have visited him in that time at his home, and what I noticed is he was not so much identified with his body. He was not lamenting or complaining about it. He lost more and more his physical functions, you can say, and finally he could not even be in a wheelchair any longer physically. Finally he was only in the bed, and I remember I prayed a lot during this time, because he had requested me to give, you know, in his word, please give me mercy, please give me benedictions, and so on. I do remember this. to give a summary of what I have said so far is, I saw Bhaktaslaya as someone who would always serve. I saw him as a person who was very inquisitive, who wanted to know more about Krishna consciousness. And finally, I saw him as a person who became very convinced in Krishna consciousness and also transformed by Krishna consciousness. He was not taking his disease like an ordinary person who is lamenting and complaining. He saw it as something he had to go through. Then, this is my last contact with Bhaktaslaya in this life. Someone has to help me. Madayanti, were you arranging this? Were you telling me, or was it maybe someone else? Please tell us that it was you.
It was Nityananda Kari and me, myself.
Good. You and I received the information that he was in the hospital and he wanted to speak to me and make a phone call. That I remember very clearly. I had requested Nityananda Kari a few days ago to give me a little bit more background, and she had told me that, yes, Bhaktaslaya became more and more affected by the disease, and also his communication became affected by it. The way he spoke about things, the way he maybe his perspective to things, and many of his friends could no longer communicate with him very easily because they didn't understand what he was saying to them, because the disease had, I have looked this up, this type of disease affects the central nervous system, you know, the system which steers all the functions in your body and also affects your mind. So I was a little bit prepared, but I was still a little bit surprised when I phoned with Bhaktaslaya, because he laughed a lot, and I couldn't not. He was not very clear on one thought. He jumped. And I was thinking this must be because his nerve system is affected by the disease, but I didn't know very well. I heard that towards the end of his life, he became extremely interested to commit himself fully to Krishna consciousness and was thinking about subjects of initiation into Krishna consciousness and so on. And yes, we talked, it was a nice talk in the sense that I think we bonded. It was an affectionate talk on both sides, and that was it. Now when I heard the Bhaktaslaya is very ill, and I was requested to pray to him on a daily basis, I had deep realizations about him. As I was praying and trying to connect with Bhaktaslaya in the hospital, I saw him before my eyes, the eyes of the mind. I saw him. I remembered his services, and I remembered his journey. And at that time, I also remembered. It became clear what this phone call, the last phone call, was all about. He wanted actually to come into Krishna's embrace. He wanted to help so that he can come very close to comes to Krishna. He could sense that this was now important. He could sense he would not stay so long with us, and then he would express his desire to connect with Krishna. My dear devotees, every one of us will confront death in his and her life. It is not sure what we will see in this journey. It is not sure where we will be. Nityananda Kari left Sarajevo and is in Radadesh. Others, Bosnian devotees, have gone to other places. It is not sure what will develop. It is not sure if we will, if those who are married will have more children. It is not sure even what will happen after the pandemic to us, how the society goes on. But one single thing is very sure. We will all have to die. And the second thing, which is in connection with this, is that at that time we will all realize one thing. One thing will become very crystal to us, crystal clear to us. And that is that the only shelter is Krishna. Just now, at this moment, one other person, one Mataji, is dying. She is lying in Karuna Bhavan, the little house which was my base for many years in Goloka Dham. Some of you have visited me there, and you know about the beautiful temple which was up there when you climbed the stairs, and so on. So Rasamurti is her name, is lying down there now, and she is in coma already, and she will leave most probably this night, according to the doctors. Rasamurti had a very interesting journey. She had married a nice devotee, Vaishnava, and both of them had published many books, the books became bestsellers in Germany. But when she knew my death is coming, she did not go to any hospitals. She did not go anywhere else. She wanted to leave her body in the association of devotees in Goloka Dham, where Radha Madan Mohan are. And the only thing which could give her peace, the only thing which could give her solace in life, was the association of devotees and feeling close to the deities. So Bhaktaslaya also felt like this in his last moments. I need to take shelter with Krishna. I need to become a devotee 100%. And I think that's his greatness. Whatever happened on his way to his departure, that is some karma needed to be experienced. But he has made his life successful by wanting to be close to Krishna, by wanting to become 100% devotee. And therefore, in my eyes, he is a great soul, a great example. His humility, his service spirit, his wonderful dealings with the devotees will always be remembered, because these qualities are the qualities which make a soul dear to Krishna. I thank you very much that you have invited me to speak something on Bhaktaslaya, I have to excuse myself. I have been the whole day on preaching, in online preaching, and I still have two guests who came from Berlin here and need to do a few other things, so I will not be able to be with you, but I am very happy that you all have this memorial service. I want to thank the organizers, because in this way you are supporting Bhaktaslaya, and also it gives a very clear signal that we care for the devotees. We like the devotees. We want to be with them. And if you feel during this memorial service the need to cry, please do cry. It is always a reason to feel sad when a devotee leaves the world. That is always, the world becomes a little bit heavier. By the presence of devotees, the world is becoming a little bit lighter. It is easier to tolerate. But when even one devotee leaves, the world becomes a little bit heavier. I wish you all the best. And on another note, it was very nice to see Vrajabandhu and Indira and Marayanti and the others whom I saw. I feel very much separation from all of you. We used to see each other so often. We used to laugh and we used to cry together and eat pitta together in great quantities. Now we all do, all we have is our memories and the hope that we will meet very soon again. I wish you all the best, and I also saw Madhva Muni, I don't have such a good memory any longer. Bhaktaslaya ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Please all lift your arms. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Yeah.